the food is what makes the city paramount. The food is what makes the city shine. Hi, this is Maya Camille Broussard of Justice of the Pie, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN. Sweet dreams are
made of these. 720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And great to have on one of Chicago's culinary stars and exciting personalities, part of the hit show Bake Squad on Netflix and a driving force of food and inspiration over there at Justice of the Pies. She's also a headliner for this year's Chicago Gourmet, Chef Maya Camille Broussard. Welcome to WGN.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Okay, so when it comes to food, oftentimes that connection with food is family, and the talent is there. We've seen it at the bakery, on television. You could do anything. So why the focus and passion for pies?
Well, my dad actually loved pies. He was obsessed with baking and eating pies. He loved to wake up on a Saturday morning and make a really thick quiche and then call my aunt up and brag about his quiche. So I created the bakery and decided to specialize in pies in order to honor his memory and to celebrate his love of pies.
Personally, I love pies. And I know there's a lot of people out there that may have an appreciation for a pie here. Maybe it's an apple pie. Maybe it's a pumpkin pie. Maybe it's something seasonal. Or maybe it's a French silk. But when it comes to the desserts out there, and maybe it's because there aren't enough people doing it, and you as an ambassador, not only on the culinary side, but also specifically for pies, your thoughts? Do pies maybe just don't get enough respect out there?
I think that people feel a connection with pies because it's very nostalgic, and people also appreciate the degree of difficulty that it takes to make a pie, you know, especially to make a really good pie crust. It's not something that's relatively easy, and it is something that requires experience and a lot of practice.
So when it comes to Justice of the Pies, it is more than just a bakery. You have built in, and I've read, social mission and highlighting the cooking and the pies as a culinary art form. And also on the higher purpose side, you're not only, you know, helping great causes, great organizations, you're teaching, sort of bringing pies to that next generation.
Yeah, so Justice of the Pies is an L3C. We are a social mission-based company, and our goal is to positively impact the lives of others. We want to be stewards for fairness and equality. My dad was a criminal defense attorney, and so a lot of our ethos is inspired by the work that he did as, you know, a public defender. And part of what we do, a lot of what we do, centers around fighting food insecurity. Mm-hmm. So we activate a workshop called the I Need Love Workshop. And in that workshop, we teach kids who reside in lower income communities, typically they're in the fifth through eighth grade, sometimes they're in high school, but we give them basic kitchen skills. We help them to cultivate creativity in the kitchen. We teach them about nutritional development. And really, we're just trying to help children become more self-sufficient in the kitchen.
Let's talk about that a little bit. When it comes to kids over the last 10 years, and whether it's MasterChef Junior or Kids Baking Championship, you're seeing how kids are really connected and sort of hardwired not only to get this and understand how to cook and be able to cook basic things, but the creativity, the art form is there, and they can do it at a high level. It's amazing what kids can do.
Well, keep in mind, culinary, you know, it's called culinary art. It's an art form.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you think about playing a violin, you know, that's music. When you think about ballet or tap, that's a dance art form. When you think about painting or drawing or working with sculpture, that's a visual art form. But none of those other fine art forms are required for you to live. And that's what makes culinary art so unique, is it's an art form that you require in your life in order to live. You know, if you don't eat, you will die. But if you don't play the violin, you'll still live. And so I think that is really important, to get kids even more excited about delving into an art form that they need. But also, you don't have to approach it as this basic need. You can approach it as a creative enlightenment. And it's also an opportunity to learn about other cultures, to appreciate the diversity that we have in our world, and to learn about other cultures through food.
So we wanted to mention it for the listeners. When we found out that we were going to get an opportunity to talk with you and let the listeners know, we're talking with Maya Camille Broussard. She is over there at Justice of the Pies and headlining this year's Chicago Gourmet coming up. We found out we were going to talk to you. And so my daughter Vivian is a huge fan of the show Bake Squad. And for the listeners, the show is, I mean, it's a friendly competition. They're baking things. It's sort of a team situation, and it's a lot of fun. So, Maya, talk a little bit about that, how that happened, you know, how you got into that. Just a little backstory, longtime family friends with Duff Goldman, if you know him from Charm City Cakes. And so the kids have been in and around a lot of those productions and programs and shows and personalities, and so they know that stuff, and they're excited about Bake Squad. Talk about how much fun you guys are having. And what it's like to now become sort of a national star.
Oh, wow. That makes me sound fancy. A national star. So I linked up with Chef Christina Tosi, the very well-known bakery outlet called Milk Bar. And Chef Tosi and I did a segment for her Bake Club series last year. And after that segment, she basically handpicked me to be a part of Bake Squad. Bake Squad is a friendly competition in which we create desserts and we create confections galore for our clients who are celebrating milestone events in their lives. So it's not one of those cutthroat cooking competitions or food competitions that you're used to seeing on TV. This is something that's very heartfelt, is very heartwarming, is very touching. You know, we really are very invested in what we create for each client because we know that it's for such a special event, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's such a fun show. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com so the listeners can get in on all of that for Bake Squad. And as we talk about what's going on here in Chicago, and when it comes to food events, I travel all around the country and broadcast from all the different food events from New York to California and Aspen and South Beach and all that. And Chicago is truly one of those great events. And here's the thing, too, is it is really Chicago's event. You know, it's Chicago personalities and Chicago restaurants and chefs that are highlighted in a big way. So when it comes to Chicago Gourmet, because of all the things that you've done, you're nationally known, but you're Chicago. Talk a little bit about the Chicago roots that you have being a part of Chicago's food scene and being really a headliner for this year's Chicago Gourmet.
Yeah, that is amazing. You know, I never thought that. I never saw myself in this position, so I feel really honored and grateful to be amongst, you know, people whose work and whose food I really admire and who I can't wait to celebrate. Chicago is really special because it is a culinary powerhouse. People come to the city to eat. There's only one other city that I, you know, I don't want to discriminate against other cities, but there's only one other city that I go to just to eat food, and that's New Orleans. There's really not that many cities that I go to just for the food. Usually I'm going for the beaches or, you know, for other elements, but I feel as though Chicago is one of those cities, you know, despite the lakefront and the Riverwalk and despite our grand architecture and all of the cultural happenings, the food is what makes the city paramount. The food is what makes the city shine. And the people, the restaurateurs, the chefs, the people who come to eat, we are a part of this culinary ecosystem that allows us to thrive. And so it's just an honor to celebrate that which makes our city so amazing.
No doubt. It's great to see Chicago back, Chicago Gourmet back and in full effect, and to have all of those great restaurants and those chefs celebrated and highlighted for this year's festival. So as we let you go, Maya Camille, give information where people can see you after Chicago Gourmet and maybe come and visit you down there at Justice of the Pies, get in on some of the programs, the education, the events, the activation, get in on all the cool stuff that you're doing.
Yeah, so you can visit our website at justiceofthepies.com. You can also find us on Instagram at justiceofthepies. And if you are interested in picking up a pie, we have a lot of great hotel and retail partners across the city. Or you can visit GoBelly.com and type in Justice of the Pies. We ship nationally.
Exciting times to be Maya Camille Brissard. Exciting times for fans of what it is that you do, to see you at Chicago Gourmet and, of course, on Bake Squad. We'll have links up for all of that at WGNRadio.com. And thanks again, Maya Camille, for everything that you're doing, for being a part of this year's Chicago Gourmet, and for jumping on the show today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.